now our partner and actual staff member here, managing editor Rupert Allman, just back from London, serendipitously, you witnessed firsthand this sense of a country, from my perspective, kind of coming apart. I mean, what was it like for you to experience?
Well, I speak as a Londoner. I mean, I was born there, went to school there, and you kind of feel embarrassed because it's a great city. It's a great melting pot. There seems to be a kind of level of contentment. It blows up every now and again. I'm old enough to remember the riots in the 1980s, but
well,
I have never seen
any.
Well, if you go back to the 1980s, I think there was really a very clear problem with race relations in the police.
And that took place mostly in Brixton.
Mostly in Brixton. And then a little later on, we had further violence in the late 80s, and that was sparked up over something called the poll tax, where, again, huge crowds of people took to the city, and there was much violence because of the introduction of a tax. So this isn't unknown. I think what is unprecedented is the level of it and the scale of it, because as we saw, it started in London, and over the last 4 days has now spread throughout England.
You know, one of the things that, I don't know if it's unprecedented, but distinguishes those events that you describe, and maybe it's just hindsight that gives us all a sense of cause and effect, the poll tax here, the racial dimensions in Brixton there. Listen to these voices from our colleague Nick Ravenscroft, who spoke with a bunch of teenagers up in Manchester about why they're participating in these riots. This is a little selection from a larger interview. And just help me grapple with this lack of causality here, it seems.
Look how many kids there is here today, yeah. I've seen kids younger than me, little girls younger than me, running in shops and stuff like that.
What do you think about that?
Obviously, that's wrong, because little kids shouldn't be doing it. Obviously,
but it's all right for older kids to do it?
Obviously, it's not all right, but...
hang on, let's just examine that. You're saying it's not all right, so why are you doing it?
It's just because everyone else is doing it, really, isn't it?
Because everyone else is doing it.
I think what you're hearing there is, if you like, a problem that's been going back now probably kind of 20, 30 years, which politicians of all stripes have failed to deal with. And that is the fact that they set out with the greatest intention of trying to make the country a more equal and fairer place. But all signs tell you that social mobility has struck down and hasn't gone anywhere, that those at the very bottom have stayed at the very bottom. You have a disenfranchised group of people, and we're not just talking about kind of black and Asian people here. There's plenty of white kids in there.
Let's talk about that disenfranchisement in just the last minute. I mean, those people sound like they have no allegiance to Britain outside of just basically being on the street. Is that a sense that you get going through your community, the place where you were raised, London?
No, you don't.
So that's the shock.
And that's the shock.
Wow.
I think there is something, you know, it's been said to me that one of the wonderful things is you have the privilege to be born a Brit. That is a privilege. It's an amazing piece of luck. And yet, I think what we've seen over the last 4 days are a manifestation of people with absolutely no stake in where they live and the future that they see for themselves.
And no sense of luck over being a Brit.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's an amazing insight. Rupert Allman, managing editor of The Takeaway, is just back from London, witnessing, as we all are, a society that appears to be threatening to come apart. Thanks so much, Rupert.